Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Speaking of guests, I have Chinlin Sai, is that how I say it?
Almost there.
The director of Flowers of Taipei, Taiwan New Cinema. Welcome to Fred Film Radio. Thank you for coming along today.
Thank you for having me.
I wanted to ask you, of course, you know, this is Venice. It's a big festival. Your film, which is a documentary here, is showing in Venice Classics. What's it like to be here with your film? This is your first feature.
It's very exciting, but it's also a little bit disorienting because you have so many big films and it feels like a really, really small fish in a very, very big pond.
You could say that, but you know, you've beaten in a way so many other films to get here, so you know, in a way you're already a winner.
Yeah, of course, I'm totally grateful. I'm just saying that it's, you know, and I've been watching films. It's a very overwhelming experience.
Absolutely. Well, I was curious as to what inspired you to bring this story to the big screen, because this is about really paying homage to these innovative directors who were brave and courageous enough to bring their creations to the big screen. And it includes, now obviously my pronunciation is going to be completely wrong, but Hu Xiaoshen and Edward Yang, amongst others, of course. They were not the only ones. Tell us a little bit about your inspiration. Why did you want to share this with a large audience?
In fact, the project came to me. It was it's actually a commission work. So, but personally, it's a very I jumped on the occasion also because, for you know, very personal reasons, because I started watching films with The Sandwich Man, which was one of the two first films that launched the movement. I was 16 at that time, and that completely it was my awakening to cinema.
Okay, so it's almost like cathartic in a way to be working on a project like this, because it really has a personal feel to it for you. It's not just a work thing. It really touches a personal nerve, if you like.
Yes, indeed. And on top of it, it's really a movement that happened, and you know, that happened during a very, very dramatic time in the recent history of Taiwan, my country. And the 80s, the whole 10 years of 80s have been really dramatic in terms of democratization, political change, economical change. Everything was happening very, very rapidly at that time. And so New Taiwan Cinema, revisiting what happened in the 80s, not only revisit also my personal emotion in terms of cinema, but also in terms of what was happening in my country at that time.
Sure. For those people that don't know much about the documentary yet, tell us a little bit about Flowers of Taipei, and also what is New Taiwan Cinema?
New Taiwan Cinema is some people say Taiwan New Cinema, some people say New Taiwan Cinema.
Yeah, but it's
the same thing.
That actually,
it's the same
really,
thing.
Yeah,
so
it's
it doesn't matter.
Thing.
Yeah, same thing. Exactly the same thing. No problem. The film is about the impact, because now that we're celebrating its 30th anniversary, so the film is really for me not about what happened 30 years ago, but what's left 30 years after. That's my approach to the subject. This is why I went about the world to interview different filmmakers from different countries, different generations, and ask them to say, what is this cinema to them? So that is my way to pay tribute, because
sure.
I also think a documentary also should be, I hate the word objective because it doesn't exist.
Objectivity doesn't really exist.
But I think at least what I wanted to do is to being a Taiwanese living overseas for almost 26, 27 years,
right.
And coming from such a small country, squeezed, you know, between Japan, Taiwan, Japan and China, and blah blah. So it's I do have a very strong sense of how Taiwan New Cinema contributed in giving a cultural identity to our very, very small country.
Yeah.
So for me, going around asking all these filmmakers, and I've known them, most of them for many, many years, because I work for festivals a lot. I'm a programmer myself for Rotterdam.
Yeah.
So I got many chances to meet with them, and because I'm a Taiwanese myself, so of course in the conversations, you know, this we talked about Taiwan cinema. So
yeah,
I knew,
of course.
I knew who had something to say and who had interesting things to share about.
I mean, the thing is, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I didn't know much about Taiwanese cinema, but, you know, watching the documentary, it was interesting to see what that the expression was at the time, because it, from what I gather, you know, those films really express the life, it really captures the life at that time, mm-hmm. and, you know, the frustrations, and expresses all those other things that... The film, I mean, is another way to express yourself, right? It's an art. So, interestingly, I wanted to ask you, touched on your contributors there. You've got some incredible contributors from, you know, Api Chatpong, who did Uncle Bume, which won the Palme d'Or. We've got Olivier Assayas, who I met in Cannes this year. And we've got Wang Bing. I've met him as well for Fred last year. So you've got some great people in there who... appreciate the cinema, but they come from a different cultural background, and it's their perception or interpretation of I like the bit where Olivier Assayas kind of has a little bit of a heated discussion, but a disagreement, if you like, with the film critic as to what that cinema meant, and those sort of points of view just add another dimension, I think. Was that your thinking behind it?
Yes, I didn't want to just go one dimensional, having everybody coming to praise about, worship about the cinema. I think it's time, and we have 30 years, and this is where we can really sit back and relax about it and talk about really what happened, you know, what's left of it, you know, what's the... And giving the freedom to every interviewees to express their own ideas about this cinema.
I mean, in terms of the style of the documentary, you've chosen to do it in a non-conventional way, if you like. We hear the contributor, then we sort of see their spatial environment, and then we see them eventually. I kind of really like that, because it just added another, again, it just takes away from that convention. It made me feel like I wasn't watching a TV documentary, put it that way.
Yeah, I was very, very much afraid of making a collection of talking heads. That was my fear, my biggest fear in doing this project. And so from the very beginning, I thought my contribution to pay tribute to the cinema was to do cinema.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And well, that's what you're there to do. You actually made this for the cinema. This was not a TV commission. This was a film commission.
No, and I also wanted to, secondly, I wanted to respect the interviewees. I wanted to put them in the light where we see them as human beings, we see them as people, and not just vehicles for words. You know, they just come and say things that are interesting that I can take in the film.
Yeah. And I should say there's some fantastic archive footage as well. I mean, you know, these films are from the 80s, and was it quite difficult to track down and get the rights to all those films that you wanted to use?
In terms of rights, it wasn't that difficult. It's a question of money, so the difficulty came with the negotiation with different right holders. But yeah, some were extremely difficult that I had to go through political network to get to some people who happen to have the rights, you know. So it's some are very difficult, but the most problematic, I think, for me was to get a hold of the material that is good enough of quality to
sure.
be used. So I still feel very somehow sad that I have a few clips in the film now that are not of really good quality, but we really didn't have other choices.
No, and that's fair enough. But for me as a watcher, I didn't, you know, somebody watching the film, I didn't really feel that it didn't detract from what you were trying to say. You know, they just felt like we were watching an old film and then that was it, you know.
Thank you.
I don't feel that denigrates the film or the artistic vision that you had. I think it was very interesting and certainly enlightened me, because I knew nothing about Taiwanese cinema, really. I mean, I've seen films of recent years, but certainly not from that era. But I'd like to thank you, Chin Lin Hsieh.
Thank you very much.
For joining us on Fred Film Radio, the director of Flowers of Taipei. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And good luck at the festival. Enjoy it.
I am enjoying it. Thank you.